The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11 10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 on the highway, friend.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we have got an exciting show for you. Rain outside, yeah, but it's all sunshine here and we're spinning around.
That's right. And we're nutrition consultants with over 40 some odd years experience in the field of natural health all therapies and all therapies. I said it right, didn't I, dear?
You practiced that at home. For
really
so
well.
Long, you did so well.
Thank you.
Yes.
And the proud and happy owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, and the amazing Broth Cafe, organic, fabulous foods, take-ins, call-ins, all kinds of things. You want your parties catered, we'll have it all ready for
organic.
And remember, too, the importance. This is organic and local. The farmers, the organic farmers, bring in the fresh. We get the fresh produce every single day in the magnificent juices, magnificent, intense juices. Dennis and I do green juices every single day of those high organics in the glass bottles, the whole thing. And at that marvelous Broth Cafe, the Vortex Power Water. Utter cleanliness, utter energy, utter oxygenation, 99999, free of any kind of particle.
What
free
do you mean,
of
99999?
Well, that means they there's no contamination. It's that high detoxification, high
there is
energy.
There's not one particle. It's 0.99999.
That's exactly
purity,
that.
Purity, okay.
Absolute purity, and it's delicious. Mm-hmm. Delicious and wonderful. And in our broth cafe, that's what's used in the glass and all. That's what's used to make any of the vegetables that are cooked,
any of the broth.
Everything
the
like
coffee,
that.
The coffee, the tea.
Yes, everything that's used there. It's all magnificent. And
I should say organic coffees and organic teas.
Yes, you do. Everything across the board. It's just absolutely marvelous. And again, they can do the takeout. They can call in. They can have everything ready. Just
and
call.
It's delicious besides.
Delicioso, or in French, délicieux. Délicieux, because, you know. I was brought up on the French, but we had a health food store
in
Puerto Rico,
she was
too.
In that French colony, the Lower East Side of Manhattan, the French colony. You know
Aye
what
vey.
It was. Everybody's aware of that.
You know, what's really important, Dan, I don't want to leave this topic because this is again in the news. This is again in the news today, this week. And this is, and this is the topic of the article was are legal levels of toxic heavy metals in store-bought fruit juices safe? The answer is shocking, okay? And I want you to read it with me. In 2019, secret shoppers from Consumer Reports bought and tested 45 of the country's most popular fruit juices. The goal? To test these juices for toxic heavy metal contaminants, including arsenic, cadmium, and lead. These heavy metal toxins are commonly found in the environment, and no level of exposure is considered safe, say the experts writing this. Extensive research has linked heavy metals to serious human health problems, including developmental and behavioral delays in children, and cancer, anemia, and kidney and immune dysfunction in adults. Can you read on based their
Who'd
analysis?
Have Who'd have
that
thought?
Last paragraph.
You're
based
buying
on
a you're buying a bottled fruit juice or vegetable juice, and who'd ever thought?
That's right.
But that's the food industry, okay? It's like the sugar industry. Goes on to say in the article, based on their analysis, the Consumer Reports team discovered that 21 out of the 45, that's 46% of the juices tested, contained enough of a single heavy metal or a combination of heavy metals to reach a level that experts believe is very concerning. The level of heavy metals was so high in some samples that Consumer Reports representatives warned that consuming just one half to one cup, that's 4 ounces, up to 8 ounces per day, could be harmful. Although the surveys suggest most American families drink a lot more juice than that.
How important, again, is the stress of the 100% organic, the 100% high potency juicing, you know, and only in glass and no chemicals whatsoever. And that's what we do with the wonderful juice cleanse that we have at Alive and Well. And all the different wonderful juices to choose from. We love the green juices. There's a variety of those, too, that Dennis and I have every single day. And what a difference it makes in the health. That's got quite a background.
People oftentimes ask, well, I would like to go organic, but why should I go organic? What's so wonderful about organic? Well, you're being cheated when you buy organic because you don't get the heavy metals, folks. There's no heavy metals
no
in organic
toxins.
Grown produce.
No, and no plastic
Amazing.
Or anything like that.
That's right.
It's in the perfect glass with none of those toxins and the phthalates and all the other things that were present in the plastic and other contaminants like that. Not at all.
None at all. None,
we
none.
Have such an important information for you, that and a lot of it has shocked us too. You think that you can know something about a lot of things. You know, pride goeth before a fall just comes to me. Mm-hmm. The old thing, you can say, well, I've been involved in nutrition for all these years and I keep learning all the, I read all the data. This is mind-blowing. So much of this I didn't even know. And did you, Den?
Yep.
Nah. Nah. Don't believe him. I disbelieve that one. But this is a the huge medical reports on, you got to hear, the endless benefits of acetyl L-carnitine.
And now, I said yep.
Yep.
Just a moment ago.
Yep.
So knowingly, I said yep. I knew that acetyl L-carnitine, and acetyl L-carnitine was very good for muscle development and all kinds of strength and energy and so on.
And
right?
Liver function and brain development
but
and all that, yes.
The minute details we're going to release today, reveal today, I was not fully aware of. So let's get on with it.
And there's a whole list of the references as they're reporting at these doctors. DeFalco report there's a list of them, okay? And we can mention that even at the end, a whole list of the clinical studies. I'll start and hand it over to you, Den.
Howdy, girl.
Acetyl L-carnitine is also known as ALC, acetyl L-carnitine. It's not the same as carnitine. This is the one that
That's
works.
Right. There's L-carnitine, and the more effective one is acetyl L-carnitine.
Because the acetyl passes the blood-brain barrier, presses the barrier into the heart, presses all the barriers, and gets there and does the work that they're talking about, okay? Acetyl L-carnitine improves both short-term memory and long-term memory. Now, again, this is all clinical studies. Acetyl L-carnitine, ALC, improves mood in 53% of healthy subjects, and that's a study they're reporting on. Acetyl L-carnitine retards aspects of the aging process in the skin. I didn't know that. That's me saying, oh my gosh. ALC improves the reaction time of people afflicted with cerebral, that's brain, insufficiency. Acetyl L-carnitine improves walking distance without pain in people afflicted with intermittent claudication. And ALC prevents the age-related impairment of eyesight by protecting the neurons of the optic nerve, okay, and the occipital cortex of the brain. I didn't realize that it prevents the age-related impairment of eyesight by protecting the neurons of the optic nerve.
That's an amazing nutrient.
And ALC enhances the ability of macrophages to function as phagocytes. Did I pronounce that correctly? And it improves athletic performance.
That's the part I was interested in for so many years.
You're going to start doing it now?
No, I'm not going to become athletic now.
We're going to get to what you're going to do in a second.
Well, maybe.
ALC given prior to exercise increased the maximum running speed. How about dancing, Den?
How about dancing, Den?
Dancing. They're going to get you
there
dancing.
There is no such thing as dancing, Den.
Yes, no. I think that ALC can make you a dancing, Den.
Oh, boy.
Ay vey.
And I ALC. I had to open my big mouth.
About you did.
I knew about ALC.
Then open your big feet and let the ALC get you dancing. Sorry, I went off on that one. ALC, okay, improves athletic performance. Mm-hmm. And what they found in studies was that ALC given prior to exercise increased the maximum running speed.
You got that?
And enhances.
And it's not a dope. It's not a drug.
No.
It's a nutrient. It works by strengthening, building, creating life within every cell in your body.
That's right.
Okay?
And they say
as
it
a result, you can think clearer, you can run faster, you can eat faster, whatever you're going to be doing, you can do it with greater dexterity and aplomb, if
ALC
you will.
ALC enhances, there's doctors saying, the function of cytochrome oxidase, the essential enzyme of the electron transport system, ETS, and improves energy metabolism, just like you were saying, Dan. And the doctors didn't say that, I did, of neurons by enhancing the transport of medium-chain saturated fatty acids and short-chain fatty acids into the neurons. ALC inhibits the damage caused by hypoxia. That's low oxygen
levels. ALC
transports lipids, good fats, into the mitochondria of cells. Mood and memory in people with age-associated memory impairment.
Does anybody remember that? Age-associated? Folks, as we've said so many times,
yes,
we're not 5 years old anymore.
That's right. Improves mood and memory.
We're not 15 or 18 or 20 years old anymore.
Okay? And mood also and memory. And ALK, I didn't know this either, improves mental function where alcohol-induced cognitive impairment exists. Well, that's very interesting, and I'm giving this to you in a second. I'm sorry, I just can't stop myself.
I guess
and
not.
Increases alertness. And they have a big study that they put on this, we'll mention later, in people afflicted with Alzheimer's disease and inhibits the toxicity of amyloid beta protein to neurons.
What are those? That's the gunk that fills up the spaces in your brain. As you get older, you get more of that plaque buildup. Like it can be compared, I'm assuming, this is an assumption, compared easily to the gunk that fills up your arteries and your capillaries, and your circulatory system, the body doesn't cleanse these things out as readily as
it
did when
exactly
you were 15
right.
years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it builds up and does what? It impairs every normal mental, emotional function in your brain, in your central nervous system.
Yes.
Okay.
Advanced glycation.
Now, super omega-3 fish oils also aid in getting rid of that. Okay?
Yes. But ALC, it says here, improves attention span in people afflicted with Alzheimer's, improves short-term memory in people afflicted with Alzheimer's. Can you read, right after the Alzheimer's intro here, right over here, what all that it does?
Give it to me.
Okay.
Acetyl-L-carnitine reverses the age-related decline that occurs in cholinergic receptors, that is, the receptors that receive acetylcholine, which is a very important neurotransmitter aid in your brain, your central nervous system. Acetyl-L-carnitine improves eyes to hand coordination, supplies 1.5 grams per day for 30 days, improved eye-to-hand coordination in healthy sedentary subjects by a factor of 3 to 4 times, 300 to 400% more. Acetyl-L-carnitine improves the interhemispheric flow of information across the corpus callosum of the brain.
Wow.
You didn't even know you had a corpus callosum?
No, right. I really know, but you know. Sometimes my brain can feel like a corpse, but I guess now that's the answer to bringing the dead to life again by taking the ALC.
You got it, baby.
Yes, that's really, go ahead, my dear.
These are all verbatim, folks.
From the medical reports.
From all the medical reports.
And the studies are all listed.
So, acetyl-carnitine improves the corpus callosum, and acetyl-carnitine retards the decline of the number of dopamine receptors that occurs in tandem with the aging process and more rapidly with the onset of Parkinson's disease.
Wow, I never knew that would have a significant effect in helping to prevent some of the, and cited in these studies, some of the decline and some of the things that happen that can create Parkinson's.
Well, not just Parkinson's, but so many of the age-related degeneration of the thinking, emotional process.
That's exactly right. Go ahead.
Acetyl-L-carnitine enhances the release of dopamine from dopaminergic neurons and improves the binding of dopamine to dopamine receptors. And it also can prevent the destruction of dopamine receptors by MPTP, which is a neurotoxin capable of causing Parkinson's disease, via the dopaminergic receptor death. Acetyl-L-carnitine improves the attention span and memory in people afflicted with Down's syndrome.
Now, I didn't know that about the Down syndrome. Mm-hmm. And so this could be really important even for much younger people, you know, who have Down
Absolutely.
Syndrome, making the brain work better. And as we know, in Europe, acetyl-L-carnitine has been used for years for helping to prevent and reverse cognitive decline. But this has so many studies that support all of these things listed at the end.
And so many times people say, well, my doctor says I shouldn't use them. My doctor says, I'm not trying to tell you to go against the advice of your doctor. That's not my intent here at all. But nutrition plays a vital part in every aspect of life creation in every cell in your body.
Gosh.
And by using acetyl-L-carnitine, it has been shown by these physicians that it enhances the recovery or the dexterity, the mental process of so many emotional and mental ill health states, okay?
And yes, cool. Go ahead, because I want to say there's another doctor has a tremendous study, a psychiatrist, on acetyl-L-carnitine and depression.
Wonderful.
Go ahead.
That's just one more example, right? Acetyl-L-carnitine retards the inevitable decline in the number of glucocorticoid receptors that occurs in tandem with the aging process.
Right.
Okay, again, it helps to restore more normal, youthful mental activities.
Right.
Okay?
And you know, I'm completely in another, now they can I do the listing of has all those studies and where they got.
Right, there's more here. You want to hear some more?
Please do.
Okay. The acetyl-L-carnitine inhibits it even reverses the degeneration of myelin sheaths that occurs in tandem with the progression of the aging process.
Can you stop 1 second? Mm-hmm. Myelin sheath is extremely important for people mm-hmm. to understand. That's the nerve conduction between one neuron to the next.
Right.
When myelin sheath breaks down, you have the hand wobbling, you have tardive dyskinesia, you have uncontrollable mm-hmm. nerve and muscle movements, you have the inability of the message of one neuron to get to the next. I always think of the trains on the track. It's the track bringing the train from one area to the next. Creating myelin sheath, that's absolutely phenomenal. Parkinson's is described as a breakdown of myelin sheath.
There you go.
And other degenerative diseases like it.
They use here, it improves the nerve conduction velocity and exhibited thicker myelin sheaths and larger myelinated nerve fibers.
That's amazing,
uh-huh.
because the breakdown of myelin sheath has to do with all kinds of these degenerative thought and physical diseases and neuron disabilities. And look at what they're saying this is proven to
acetyl-L-carnitine
do.
Acetyl-L-carnitine.
Gosh.
Retards the inevitable decline of the number of nerve growth factor receptors that occurs in tandem with the aging process.
There you go. Okay.
So this slows down the aging process of your brain. It slows down the aging process of your central nervous system. It is a remarkable, and it builds muscle. It's great for liver regeneration. It's good for so many things.
Right. And they tell you, too, here, it's just amazing that they say that it inhibits the loss of vision, degenerative neurons, damage to the retina associated with retinopathy, including diabetic retinopathy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I've said before, one of the most greatest traumas, my grandfather with diabetes and got the diabetic retinopathy and lost his sight. But to see that this can be so significant in this area,
really?
And ALC improves the quality of sleep and reduces the quantity of sleep required, the quality is so much better. Isn't that fabulous?
That's fabulous. So
totally.
Nutrition is such an incredible, wonderful,
gosh.
Exhilarating experience.
And here I am applauding this psychiatrist and the group of psychiatrists who did this study with ALC. And totally different publication,
yep.
Okay? And here it is. In study links depression to low blood levels of acetyl-L-carnitine, investigators at Stanford and elsewhere have shown that low blood levels of acetyl-L-carnitine track with the severity and duration of depression. And here's what they're saying. People with depression have low blood levels of a substance called acetyl-L-carnitine. According to Stanford University School of Medicine scientist and her collaborators in a multi-center study, these findings, published July 30th in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, mark the first rigorous indication of the link between acetyl-L-carnitine levels and depression. And here they quote this top MD and PhD professor of psychiatry who was quoted in this article here, okay? It's just so important, it's unreal, okay? And I'll do half of it and give the rest to you, Den. How's that? Natalie Reagan, MD and PhD, professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Stanford, described the findings as, quote, an exciting addition to our understanding of the mechanism of depressive illness. She says, as a clinical psychiatrist, I have treated many people with this disorder in my practice. Depression, also called major depressive disorder or clinical depression, is the most prevalent mood disorder in the United States and the world.
You get that?
Affecting a huge percent of the general population at any given time, with every fourth person likely to experience the condition over the course of a lifetime. And here's a doctor saying, it's the number one reason for absenteeism at work. And one of the leading causes of suicide, Dr. Raskin said.
And it's been amplified to the nth degree by this pandemic.
That's right. And here she says,
so many people are committing suicide due to the confinement of the pandemic.
And she says, Raskin says, worse, this is what she's saying, quote, mm-hmm. Current pharmacological treatments are effective for only a small percent of the people for whom they're prescribed, and they have numerous side effects, say the doctor, often decreasing long-term compliance. Quote, Raskin shares senior authorships of the story with Bruce McEwen, PhD, professor, and chief of the Laboratory of Neuroendocrinology at the Rockefeller University, New York City. The lead author is Carla Naska, PhD, doctoral scholar in McEwen's lab, on. And just give their summation to the end, okay? Get the doctor's summation. Will you read that?
I can do that.
Do that for me.
Word for word, I can read
that. Do it, kid.
Okay. Naska's studies suggest that acetyl-L-carnitine, the crucial mediator of fat metabolism and energy production throughout the body. Did you get that little phrase? Acetyl-L-carnitine, a crucial mediator of fat metabolism and energy production throughout the body, they say, plays a special role in the brain, where it works at least in part by preventing the excessive firing of excitatory nerve cells in brain regions called the hippocampus and the frontal cortex.
Wow.
Holy
moly. Wow, 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 wow.
The new study, initiated by Naska, recruited 20 to 70-year-old men and women who had been diagnosed with depression and, amid episodes of acute depression, had been admitted to either Weill Cornell Medicine or Mount Sinai School of Medicine, both in New York City, for treatment.
Then they're huge institutes.
Yep.
Go ahead.
These participants were screened via a detailed questionnaire and assessed clinically, and their blood samples and medical histories were taken. 28 of them were judged to have moderate depression, and 43 had severe depression. In comparing their blood samples with those of 45 demographically matched healthy people, the depressed people's acetyl-L-carnitine blood levels were found to be substantially much lower. These findings held true for both men and women, regardless
wow.
of age.
That's just absolutely terrific of what at that marvelous nutrient
goes
can
on
do.
To say. Further analysis showed that the lowest levels occurred among participants whose symptoms were most severe, whose medical histories indicated they were resistant to previous treatments, or whose onset of the disorder occurred early in life. Acetyl-L-carnitine levels were also lower among those patients reporting a childhood history of abuse, neglect, poverty, or exposure to violence. These patients, who collectively account for 25% to 30% of all people with major depression disorder, are precisely the ones most in need of the effective intervention, said Dr. Rashkon, who performed the bulk of the advanced data analysis for the study.
Isn't that absolutely incredible?
It's phenomenal. From,
and where do you ever hear this? And a great nutrient, which is multifaceted. And I don't want to leave this topic. There's just so many other things. One of the things that's listed on an MD scope, on even on the computer and all of that, is male infertility.
Mm-hmm.
Men taking ALSD in studies had better sperm counts and better sperm mobility. Now, that's interesting, too, how versatile and how multifaceted it can, that wonderful nutrient can be. All the different things lead, and they go on to say sciatica, ALC, less pain, less intense pain, Peyronie's disease, they even say. This condition causes the penis to curve abnormally. In the study, men who took daily ALC had less pain and curving of the penis. The problem also progressed less in the man taking ALC, in the men taking ALC. So what a powerful player. What a powerful player.
And there's more to, you've heard so many times, I'm not knocking psychoanalysis. Psychoanalysis can be very effective for so many people. But there's more to it than just than talking about it and searching the depths of your psyche to try to find out what your problems really are.
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
And if the problems are, so many problems are so deeply involved with what you provide your body and raw materials to create life in every cell, then that's where, again, where acetyl-L-carnitine and other nutrients all come into play.
Right, but acetyl-L-carnitine, when we read this, right, do you have more points you want to make about the wonderful ALC?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And ALC is one of many nutrients that have to be supplied for the brain to function properly.
Exactly.
And for your central nervous system to really become effective in addressing all the challenges of life, okay?
And when we speak about all these amazing benefits of acetyl-L-carnitine, we can say, as we hear that, as we experience that, as we take the acetyl-L-carnitine, then we know that acetyl-L-carnitine, we have to talk personally, that you make me feel so young, acetyl-L-carnitine. You make me feel so young.
You make me feel so young.
You make me feel so spring is sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I want to go play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I'm just like a couple of tots running across the meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel there are songs to be sung, bells to be rung, and a wonderful sling to be sprung. And even when I'm old and gray, I'm gonna feel the way I do today, 'cause you make me feel so young.
Boy, it sure does that.
It does.
That is incredible in so many wonderful levels. And I know this is a song that you and I used to share. It was one of our favorite songs just growing up and going through the years. And we are, I know love is just the greatest thing, and feeling so young. Our dear partner, acetyl-L-carnitine, can do that and keep us dancing,
amen,
and keep us singing, and keep us grinning and bouncing the moon just like a toy balloon, right? Just like be like a couple of tots. Well, what could express it more absolutely?
I feel like a toy balloon, I can tell you that.
What could express it more absolutely, right? And then that wonderful nutrient. And don't forget, just as Dennis was saying, that there are great support players. Great players. Remember, a team is a team is a team is a team, right? And I'm no knowledgeable, brilliant one about football or basketball or volleyball. I know, I used to play volleyball a lot when I was a kid. That was a big sport for the guys and the gals, you know, when I was growing up. Volleyball. I'd like to play that again. That was
fun. And, you know, we have a team at Alive and Well.
We have a great team at Alive and Well.
We really have a great team.
That's right.
Everyone there is so intent on being of service and bringing the product you want or the service that you desire, whether it's the broth or it's the vitamin supplement, whether it's the L-carnitine or a host of other, the myriad of vitamins we have there in the store. But to serve, to be of aid and support, a team to give you the best that possibly can be.
And here is a list of statements by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 doctors, Dr. DeBurn, Dr. Pakula, Dr. DeCarli, Dr. Wolf, Dr. Vassan, Dr. Robbins, Dr. Sajandri, Dr. Harris, all of these doctors. And this is the result of all of their studies about EPA and DHA of the molecularly distilled purest fish oil. Okay? Mm-hmm. And they say, this is their list, red blood cell omega-3 fatty acid levels and markers of accelerated brain aging. And here's what the doctors had to say. Higher intake and circulating levels of docosahexaenoic acid, DHA, and the other one, how do you pronounce that?
EPA and DHA, docosahexaenoic.
Right. And the other one.
Icosapentaenoic.
That's the one. Have been related, say the doctors, to a reduced risk for dementia. And the doctors said, we related red blood cell counts of DHA and EPA levels in dementia-free Framingham study participants. That's a huge study with the brain.
Framingham, the heart and the brain.
That's right. Okay. And here they're saying the results. Participants with red blood cell levels, DHA levels in the lowest quartile when compared to others, had lower total brain and greater white matter hyperintensity volumes. They were shrunken. The brains were shrunken much more so when the levels were lower with the DHA and EPA.
Now, here's something to consider. As we age, again, the old aging nemesis, as we age, the brain shrinks and the volume of the healthy fats in the brain diminishes. And by supplying what these doctors are saying, supplying the super pure omega-3, EPA and DHA, and the proper amounts helps to bring back that fluidity, that thought process.
And they say that the lower red blood cell DHA and EPA levels are associated, just as you said, with smaller brain volumes, say the doctor, and a, quote, vascular pattern, blood vessel pattern, of cognitive impairment, even in persons free of clinical dementia.
There you go.
And that was published in the medical journal Neurology. Okay? In the Framingham original cohort, participants in the top quartile, that's the highest level of plasma, of the DHA and EPA levels, had 37% and 47% lower risk of Alzheimer's disease, AD, and all-cause dementia, respectively.
Would you say that one more time?
I will. And then
that's
they have all the studies listed here.
And that's a phenomenal statement.
There's 25 studies there.
Okay, the study.
In the Framingham original cohort, participants in the top quartile of plasma, blood levels of DHA.
The top 25%.
EPA levels had a 37% and a 47% lower risk of Alzheimer's disease and all-cause dementia.
Isn't that incredible?
Respectively.
With what? EPA and DHA from super and mega fish oils.
And that's what they say. The listing is from the Department of Medicine, Division of Geriatric, the Eastern Center for Alzheimer's Research, the David Giffen School of Medicine. It goes on for 20 different Department of Neurology, all of the Framingham Heart Study, and go on and on and on and on and on. And the 15 doctors of the different studies reporting on this here. Are we making this up?
What is so important is that these studies have been going on for years and years. There have been thousands of studies giving the same basic information over and over and over again. But the general thought process in the drug community is, fish oil, schmish oil, big deal. Take my drug instead. You want to have a good brain, take my drug. You got depression, take my drug. Well, folks, when, as so many holistic physicians have stated here, Mona just read that for you, but a very, in the vernacular, all right, speaking in the vernacular, the holistic physicians have said, and one particular holistic physician I'm pointing out, said when you get the right level of EPA and DHA in your body on a daily basis, which is 3 grams, 3,000 milligrams a day of EPA and DHA combined, you provide your body with a perfect lube job, lubrication, lube job for your brain, your eyes, your central nervous system, your heart, your entire vascular system, your muscles, your liver, your kidney, every vital organ in the body is given a proper lubrication. The capillaries are so tiny, they're smaller than a human hair in diameter. They have to be lubricated to keep the inflammation within them under control so they don't become inflamed and close up and stop circulation to the vital parts of your body. The capillaries are the ones that carry the oxygen and the nutrients. They're the end transport medium, if you will, from your heart to your skin, to your heart, to your toe, to wherever it's going. If those capillaries become inflamed and close off, bingo, there goes another cell down the drain. Brain function diminishes. You get numb feet. You get tingling fingers. All these kind of things are lack of circulation.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
But what these doctors say? The super pure omega-3,
yes.
EPA, DHA of
yes.
3 grams or more per day gives you that lubrication, prevents the dying off.
That's right. And, you know, interesting, but at the same time, in a medical reporting magazine called Newsmax, you know, that has a whole lot of things, they're reporting supplements to keep your brain in top form.
Good.
And they do it briefly, but they go on, and they'll help. This is what the doctors say. This I'm reading word for word. They'll help you think faster and more efficiently, and they're far better than taking pharmaceutical drugs.
That's
the intro into the article, okay?
Yeah.
And they go on to say a handful of dietary supplements have been shown to keep your brain in top form. Quote, natural supplements can help our brains function better, faster, and more efficiency, says Dr. Ray Sahelian, MD. There is no doubt that they influence brain health and are superior to pharmaceutical drugs. And if right at the top of the list, he have among the most effective listed are the super pure omega-3 fatty acids, reduce brain inflammation, they say, and the buildup of amyloid plaques, a hallmark of Alzheimer's, and the ALC, acetyl-L-carnitine. Research shows that this substance enhances the body's ability to synthesize glutathione, the antioxidant found in cells and necessary for cellular regeneration. Okay?
That's a hurrah.
That is a hip
hooray. That's a phenomenal statement, okay?
That's right. And, you know, they go into, and when they go from the supplements, they have their article that says, avoid dangerous drug interactions, again, reported by doctors. And here it is that they say, quote, many patients trust their healthcare providers to not prescribe drugs that are dangerous, not realizing that their healthcare providers may not have a complete picture of all the medications they are taking, says Christine Summer, PharmD, the drug interaction expert at First Data Bank in South San Francisco, California. A 2019 study in the journal Frontiers in Pharmacology, top pharmacological journal, found that many drug interactions account for general hospitalizations, especially in older people.
That's called side effects, folks.
Side effects.
And how many times do you listen? When you're watching television, how many times the drug ad comes on? And then they, in a very subdued voice, after all the extolling all the great virtues of this miraculous miracle drug, suddenly start talking about side effects, like a heart attack, like dementia, kidney problems, like liver destruction, but it's very sotto voce. You don't really hear it that much. And they're distracting your attention by having dogs chasing balls and kids and playing and having a sandbox.
That's right. Anything to distract your attention. The doctors go on to say, these are the doctor's reports.
But if the vitamins had those kind of side effects, they'd be banned from the marketplace.
Exactly.
But drugs, hey.
Off they go. And here they're saying, this is what they're saying in reporting. Warfarin, taken together with many other drugs, including anti-seizure drugs, antibiotics, and drugs that reduce stomach acid, results in excessive bleeding or blood clots.
You got it.
This is the doctors and the pharmaceutical experts reporting.
Yeah.
All blood thinners increase your risk of bleeding if taken with pain relievers, especially like aspirin, ibuprofen, and naproxen. Hmm.
Even blood baby pressure, aspirin.
That's right.
Even baby aspirin creates bleeding.
That. That's what they do. They have that even on that. Blood pressure drugs taken with non-prescription decongestants like Sudafed increase your blood pressure dangerously. Are we hearing this? Prescription antibiotics taken with non-prescription stomach acid drugs like Pepcid cause stomach problems from diarrhea to life-threatening inflammation of the colon.
And
are we hearing it?
And a complete overrun of putrefactive bacteria in your digestive tract, in your colon, in your intestine, in your small intestine, in your stomach, and those bacteria even emigrate up into your mouth. That's how putrefactive you can become, depending on the drug cartel, okay? But using nutrients, as so many holistic physicians espouse, using nutrients creates a longer-lasting, healthier organism. That's you, that's me, that's all of us. We're organisms. All kinds of wonderful biological phenomena occur second by second within our bodies. Drugs suppress a certain symptom to try to relieve a pain or an inflammation, whatever the case may be. But they don't cure the problem. The problem, the cure, comes from your body's ability to regenerate itself. It doesn't regenerate with drugs. It regenerates with what? Nutrients. My goodness, the right food, the right drink, the right nutrients. They create life.
Exactly. They create life. And how, you know, and here we're quoting the researchers. We're quoting all the medical studies. We're quoting all of that.
Yeah.
So you'd hear this. We're not making it up. And, you know, and over we've heard about certain nutrients to fight the COVID and everything. And other, again, they're multiple wonderful players. Here's another big study. Researchers just recently published the results of their investigation into whether or not the levels of a particular vitamin in women with breast cancer had anything to do with how likely they were to beat the disease. They selected a large group of 1,666 women with breast cancer of various kinds and in various stages. Okay, now they're reporting on it. They checked their vitamin D3 levels. After that, they followed them for the next 8 years to see how well they did. Here's what they discovered. At the time of diagnosis of the cancer, the vitamin D3 levels were significantly lower in the women with advanced stage tumors. The higher the vitamin D3 level was, the less likely that the woman had an advanced form of the disease. The levels were particularly low in premenopausal women with triple negative cancer, low levels of D3 in them. This group typically has the worst outcome. So according to this research, women with higher vitamin D3 levels develop much less aggressive cancers, and that's not all. Across the boards, the lower her vitamin D3 levels were, the more likely a woman was to die from her cancer, and the more likely that cancer would progress. In fact, when they divided the women into three groups according to their vitamin D3 levels, the ones in the highest levels were 25% more likely to survive than those in the lowest group. Just one nutrient, D3. And this was true no matter what kind of cancer was present in these women, okay? And how progressed it was, okay? That's amazing enough, but it gets even better, okay? And can you just read the next two, Burnett? Okay, go right ahead, Dan.
Nutrients to the rescue, here we go. The protective effect of having a higher vitamin D level was even stronger in premenopausal women. They were 63% more likely to survive their disease than those with lower levels of vitamin D3. The authors of this study put their astounding findings this way, quote, "Our findings from a large, well-characterized prospective cohort group of women with breast cancer of various kinds provides compelling observational evidence on associations of vitamin D3 with lower risk of breast cancer morbidity and sickness and complications and mortality." That's death, folks. The higher the vitamin D levels were, and according to this test, the less cancer they had, the less severe cancer they had. But here's something else. Vitamin D3 Have you heard anything about vitamin D3 and the pandemic and the COVID-19? No, you don't.
You don't hear about
Why
that?
Why don't you? Why don't you hear about that?
Because it doesn't sell vaccinations and other drugs
That's
that they're
right.
pushing. And, you know, just as Dennis said...
But it's one millionth as expensive as a vaccine.
Right. And, you know, I just want to say that what that report was, that report they just heard on the D3, was the association of blood level of vitamin D3 at diagnosis with breast cancer survival. The case cohort analysis in the Pathway study reported in the Journal of the American Medical Association Oncology, 2016. That's the big medical journal here. Okay? Not making it up. And, you know, there's two doctors we want to applaud, and they're so famous that I'm sure everybody knows, and just going to really support what Dennis has been saying so much, okay? And he's absolutely right. This is written by Dr. Oz, you know, Dr. Mehmet Oz, host of the TV show The Dr. Oz Show, and his associate Michael Roizen, MD. And this is what they wrote. Sugar accelerates aging.
Does it ever? My God.
And so I'm going to, you know... Sugar accelerates aging. Would you like to read that?
Well, it's so degenerative. It's inflammatory. It's destructive. It's all of those things. Read what they have to say.
Okay. Here's what the doctors had to say. More than 2,500 years ago, refined sugar was developed in India. But it wasn't until 700 years ago, say the doctors, that it made its way into the Mediterranean region with Cyprus and Sicily becoming centers of production for the rare and expensive spice. The first taste evolved over the centuries into a global obsession. Now, here's what they say, which is just like what you said, Dan. Today, every American eats more than 152 pounds of added sugar a year.
Added sugar.
That's right. That's what they say. 6 full cups a week, they say.
That's right.
Do you want to know what that does to your ability to protect and preserve your health? That's what the doctors are questioning. Mm-hmm. Can you finish that, Mr. Jones?
Oh, sure. I could recite it in
my
memory.
Do you want to know what it does to your ability to protect and preserve your health?
Do you know? Do anybody really know what sugar, that yummy, 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 yummy flavor taste? Okay, here's what they say. It keeps your body from taking out the trash.
Well, that's well expressed. It keeps your body from taking out the trash.
As a result, you get stuck with garbage that accumulates in and around your cells, contributing to a host of degenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, heart disease, cancer, and good old diabetes. That's what researchers from Tufts University USDA Human Nutrition Research Center on Aging discovered. A lab study published in the journal Aging Cell found that protein that is supposed to be able to clear out cells damaged by eating added sugars are themselves injured so they can't do the job. When you eat the sugars, you destroy the function of a basic metabolic function of your body. Sugar delivers a double whammy that causes... This is a quote, folks, word for word. Sugar delivers a double whammy that causes a buildup of molecules that speeds cellular aging. You become prematurely vulnerable to chronic diseases, you develop more wrinkles earlier, and you damage your gut biome, those very beneficial, wonderful little bacteria that make your food and your whole organism function properly from the digestive process. If you're craving a sweet, they say, opt for fresh fruit and 70% cacao dark chocolate, an ounce a day. That'll make life much easier. But let me just, if I may throw my 2 cents in with
yes,
doctor.
Yes, and I'm going to throw 2 cents in
here.
Too. Okay, go ahead.
If your fruit's going to be mangoes,
yeah, that's right.
Don't bother.
No.
If your fruit's going to be a banana, you know how much sugar is in a banana?
Right.
Get this. One banana, whether it's a tiny little banana or a big full-grown banana, has 4.5 teaspoons of sugar in every banana.
And right.
Would you ever in your life sit down with a sugar bowl and a spoon and put 4.5 teaspoons of that trash into your mouth?
That's right. And what doctors have and we keep reporting on that the lower sugar fruits to take in modest amounts are the berries.
Blueberries.
Blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, you know,
that, blackberries. Right.
They are much lower in sugar and much higher in antioxidants. And again, we're talking about taking a few, taking a handful.
Yeah.
You know, making that the substitution. You can have that with your protein, your vegetables at the end of your meal, okay?
And you want potassium? Eat more vegetables. You don't have to have a banana.
Oh, all kinds of great
vegetables
cream.
Vegetables are loaded with good nutrients, not just potassium, but every nutrient in the world. And when you're going to have the berries for dessert, maybe on some sour cream, maybe on some plain yogurt, or however you want, or just by the handful. Keep this in mind. Blueberries and strawberries are high, blueberries especially, are high in proanthocyanidins, which do what? Build, construct, create good, strong cell wall integrity. So a pathogen cannot be rampaging through your body from cell to cell to cell to cell, much like an inferno in an apartment house.
Right.
From apartment
right.
to apartment.
Right. And yes, and you remember, too, how what changed my life so much when we opened our first health food store so many, many, many years ago, the first health food store in the five towns in Long Island, in that tiny store. The doctors came out with a big-time declaration, and all their investigations and the physicists' investigations showed that any food that converts to sugar within 10 minutes rampantly feeds viruses, bacteria, fungi and cancer cells.
And stifles itself. Your immune system.
That's right. Within the same 10 to 15 minutes, dramatically, any food that converts to sugar, they said the word carbohydrate means connected sugar molecules. So we're talking about so many of the rices and the starches and the potatoes and all those other things.
The bread and the pasta,
right.
The
that's
bagels,
right.
The cereals,
that's
the grains,
right.
The granolas,
eat the beautiful
the muffins,
vegetables,
the, crackers,
the beautiful
the
organic vegetables, the wonderful healthy fats, the wild and organically raised proteins, and do those things and forget about those sugars, because just as they say, you don't want to, your army are your natural killer cells. That's what those doctors were addressing so many years ago. If you want to paralyze them, think about your army in the trenches. You want to paralyze them within 10 minutes, and then you're feeding all the horrendous army that's coming against you, the cancer cells, the viruses, bacteria.
Cancer has to have good sugar supply.
That's right. It can't live without it. It can't live without it.
And heart disease is created by inflammation, hardening of the arteries and the valves of your heart and the whole destruction of your cardiovascular system by inflammation.
Right.
And sugar creates inflammation.
And sugar feeds viruses. Sugar feeds viruses. What are we concerned about? Especially now, the top concern, viruses. Get out of that. And don't forget the broth cafe at Alive and Well. We've got those fabulous foods without the sugars. We've got the organic. We've got everything you could have, and eat there, okay? And we're call the 877-4950. We'll have all kinds of takeout. You can come in there, pick out anything you want. You can make stuff available for your parties, and don't forget all of our many services. And set up a time to sit down with Dennis or I. There's no charge. We're not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on or off medications. Doctor's area, but we love to sit down on a beautiful area. But very safe and very clean and beautifully distanced, but so comfortable. And spend time just sharing information like we're sharing right now and just helping in so many ways. That's Alive and Well. Call the 877-4950, 877-4950, and set up a time to sit down one-on-one with Dennis or with me. We love to do that.
And you can order from the Broth Cafe with your app. Simply go to Broth at Alive and Well. And all the information is there. Complete the whole order and pick it up on your time, at your leisure.
And we're there for you. We love you. We care about you. Alive and Well. And the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time.
That optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.